You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. So wanting my cake and eat it too. Wouldn't it both ways? Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I'm Bruce Lee. This was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of Bruce Lee of Bruce Inc. Use it as a tool when I'm Bruce Lee.
Good morning. Happy daylight saving time. Yeah, you know it's baseball season. Daylight savings time rolls around. Yeah. Fired up about that. I used to love daylight saving times as a kid, man. Yeah, now it's on. And to that end, my mom was cool, you know. We ate late. We were one of those at 6 o'clock, I gotta go home to eat. Come on, man, it's the bottom of the seventh inning. We're playing nine. You can't leave. I gotta go. My mom will get mad at me. Yeah, Kathleen? Kathleen was cool. She was like sympathetic to kids playing outside. So we ate later. Yeah. Yep. So, daylight saving time. And now it's not even, you know, it's not even anything, right? Because everybody's phones and devices change automatically. So, yeah, it ain't all that. You know, it was always fun going to Mass on Sunday because you'd see people pulling into the parking lot as you're coming out and looking like, what? What? Like, the Demerses didn't get the memo. And that means they got to hang out. That's right. They got to hang out. So, yeah, so we're all better people, daylight saving time. Mm-hmm. I have a little comment about Elizabeth Warren. Okay. Elizabeth Warren was on talk shows yesterday saying that she's not a candidate for president. Right. How do you know they're lying? Politicians, their lips are moving. Okay. Let me ask you this. And so there was an editorial written by a liberal publication in Massachusetts that said, take a simple DNA test. Spend $100 and find out. Do you think that Elizabeth Warren hasn't already taken that test? Okay. So here's how we do it. We sign in under an assumed name. We spit in a test tube and we send it to him. Do you think that if the solution was that simple, she didn't think of it, she didn't do it, but it comes back. If it came back that she was, I can't remember, Choctaw or Cherokee. I think it's Cherokee, right? One of the C's. You think if it was, that you would have heard about it already? I think so. I do believe that you would have, heard about it. So, that leads me to believe that it ain't that way. Now, mind you, I can remember being in college and people musing about doing things like that. Hey, you know, if you just check the Native American block, Joe almost got his ass beat. Anyway, if you check the Native American block, you know, you can receive all, you can be a minority, you can receive aid, you can this, that, blah, blah, blah. I mean, but come on, who did something like that? None of my friends, right? What happens if you get caught? Yeah, you'll dishonor your family. Yeah, you don't do that. I guess if you're raised right. But she did it. She did it in a competitive that added points to an employment application. So that's what's, I think, what's comical. And again, I would just say, if you don't think that she's taking that test, you're dumber than a bag of hammers, okay? Oh, Mac. Yeah, old Mac, the Iraqi's top Mac. There's no such thing as a coincidence, okay? Just doesn't happen. Yeah, just a little comedy there, honestly. Grant Newsham's going to join us in about 22 minutes, so we'll talk to Grant about, get his thoughts on the president. Surprising, I think, probably a lot of people by agreeing to meet with him. Now the question is, so why would he agree to that? Why would he agree to that? First of all, he receives the accolades of leaders around the world. Donald Trump, President of the United States, good to sit down and see if he can get after this thing. That's good, yes, yes. Okay. So he gets that in his corner. Two, he gets the opportunity to cut to the chase and look across the table and bluntly ask him, what will you do? So if we're headed for war, we're going to get there faster now. On the other side, at the end of it, he can look at everybody and say, hey, look, this is what he said. And so then go back to the UN and tighten, sanctions even more. He can look at the Chinese and Russians and said, hey, look, here's what we offered. We have no desire. Look, we already did this once with Afghanistan. Go to a land that in no way, shape, or form do you ever want to own. But guess what we did? Old Mensa George Bush and all his idiot cronies, yeah, let's expand the war in Afghanistan. That's what we'll do. Brilliant. Okay. So anyway, we already own that one. And so now we're stuck with it. So do we want North Korea? Look, bro, you can have that shithole of a country. We have no designs on you. Let's sign a peace treaty that ends the Korean War, right? 67 years ago? What? Okay, let's put an end to that. And then what else do you want? Let's sign an agreement. We have no designs on your country. What is there that we want? Nothing. The only reason we're there is because you decided, one, you're the one that came south. We didn't go north. Okay? And two, the only reason we're there is because you decided to attack, and then you fortified the DMZ with all those artillery pieces. Well, we did that because we thought you would attack. We don't want it. We don't want your country. But here's what I would sell them. Do you want to be greater than any Korean leader in the North? And then he looks sideways. Like, yeah. Can you and I just talk? Maybe one of you, a translator. We'll each have a translator. Let's clear the room, just you and me. And if there's any leaks, we'll kill both translators, okay? And he looks at me and he says, all right, Mac. I mean, he calls me Donald. I'd make him call me the Donald. Call me the Donald. Okay, the Donald. So we clear the room. All right. And I look at him and I say, hey, look, if you cut a deal with me, look, I got other problems, okay? I got the Democrats to deal with. I don't need to deal with you like this, okay? We'll sign an agreement, and then you can develop your country economically, and you can feed them, You can open up communication. You can be a transformational leader. You can be the most beloved leader that North Korea has ever had. Transformational to a state of peace. Quality of life for everybody going up. Isn't that appealing to you? You can travel the world. You can see all the things you don't do because you're stuck in this dump of a country. Do you know how nice Manhattan is? Oh, my God. And look, not even to mention Florida. I got a home down there. You want to see some pictures of it? Where's my phone? And then I show him pictures on my phone. Right? So I think there's a lot of reasons to meet with him. Now, the plus for Kim is that he gets to meet with an American leader. Okay. But if it doesn't go well, then we eliminate all this other nonsense and go VFR direct to the source. And if he says, I'm not interested in that, I won't do that, then you have no choice but to go back to the UN, tighten the sanctions, and that's when you can begin. That's when you can begin the blockade. He has said no. Okay? We are now going to blockade that. Okay, and then what you can do is you conduct surveillance along the border and see what trains are allowed in from China, right? And any other thing you can find. So I don't think, to be honest, for the nation, there might be a downside for Donald Trump politically, you know, but I don't think for the nation there's a downside. It gets us there faster. And maybe you make some progress, right? In a first round of talks, and you have a second set of talks, and you come up with an agreement that everybody signs. But there's either one of two things you believe. If you believe that this is just a ruse, then for the United States, it's not a bad event. Go, you can walk out and say, hey, he is not interested in denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. He said it straight to my face. I take him at his word, and we'll proceed from that. We'll proceed as a nation from that point. Or you get a chance to talk to him directly, and he says, no, I am. Now, is he lying? Is he pulling a Vladimir Putin? Is he pulling a Xi line, who's now dictator for life in China? Congratulations to the Chinese for going backwards over the weekend, by the way. 3,000 votes cast whether to make him abolish term limits. Only two people voted against it. Okay, memo to those two people. Bad move, okay? Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're going to be cheered by dissidents everywhere. Come on, man. Do you still have your passport? Can you get out of the country? All right, one other thing I want to talk about before we start the program is a little bit of an immigration issue in Denver. Guy's illegal. He's drunk. Smashes his truck into a semi. You've seen the video, I'm sure. Semi catches on fire. The driver's trapped inside and burns to death. So here's the, again, this is on the heels of what happened in Broward County at that high school, where it was nothing but a shit show for law enforcement people. Okay, now the shit show migrated to Denver. First part of the shit show. How do you, as an illegal alien, who's vehicular homicide, and you fled the scene, how do you get bail at $25,000, right? If that fool isn't out of the country already, then he's dumber than a box of rocks. You better get your ass out. So then, right, Denver doesn't honor civil detainers, but they did say, the sheriff there said, but I will tell ICE when he's going to be released. And if ICE wants to come get him, they can come arrest him then. Guess what didn't happen? Okay? I'll give you 7 guesses. First 6 don't count. That's right. ICE doesn't get notified. He's free. Nobody knows where he is. What a joke. What an absolute positive joke. So, peel back the curtain. You know, you heard Mike and I talking about you're one of the first guys on the scene at Douglas High School, right? School resource officer, one of the first guy that shows up, right? You hear this call on the radio. Hey, former perimeter. You get on the phone, you're there. The guy in the command center's not. You get on the radio and you say, hey, he's still active inside. We're inbound at this time. Out. Click. And you go inside. That's what you're supposed to do. It doesn't matter what they say. It's not like, oh, well, they gave an order. I'm supposed to do that. No, they don't know what's going on. You're there. It's called the on-scene commander. You are the on-scene commander. You're that guy. You're expected to take action. If they're screwed up, you don't follow their orders in spite of what you see. Right? That's how the Dodgers lost the World Series, for God's sakes. But in this case, maybe there's young people that are dead now that didn't have to be dead if those guys would have intervened. Okay, so the same thing goes. Now, this story's been all over the news for a week. But the watch commander didn't get the memo that ICE needs to be informed, right? So you think if you're you're the sheriff and you go home on Friday, it's like, okay, muscleman. Listen to me. Eyeballs, look at me. You're going to be the watch commander on Sunday when Butthead is supposed to be released, all right? Okay, have you been watching TV? Most of the nation is hating us, okay, because of the way we're handling this. Make sure ICE is notified, okay? Muscleman, repeat that back to me. I will notify ICE and make sure they're here before I let them walk out the door. Boom. That's why you're the man, Muscleman. Thanks. Thanks, sir. No problem. Don't screw it up. Not a problem, sir. I'm your guy. That's how it works. And if you don't trust Muscleman, guess what? Then you call McNamara and you say, hey, McNamara, I need you to come in to work on about Sunday at about 5 o'clock. And Muscleman's in charge. Here's what he's supposed to do. Will you make sure you're just drinking coffee and shooting the breeze with somebody in the general vicinity and make sure this goes right? Yeah, Chief, no problem. Muscleman's an idiot, though. I mean, come on. You know he's going to screw it up. I know. I want to give him a chance, though. I want to give him a chance. He's a good guy. So that's how that goes. The whole nation's watching. And you tank it. Yeah, we let him go. So you have your deputies. You're letting this guy go. There's all this media coverage, and the ICE agents are there, and nobody says, hey, did we call ICE? It's just the stupidest nonsense you've ever heard. So, yeah, a little bit of truth. Elizabeth Warren, she's taken that test, and she failed it. That's why you haven't seen the results of it. Take that one to the bank. Okay, take that one to the bank, because she is just getting hammered all over the country for that stuff. Okay, again, we'll hear what Grant Newsham has to say, but I think the president's doing the right thing. Do I think that the Koreans will change? I guess that's the $64,000 question, probably $64 million question now, adjusted for inflation. But do you believe that at the 11th hour and the 59th minute, when he's about to get nuclear weapons, that he's going to say, I'll give it all away for this. I developed all this to simply get this guarantee. Do you believe that? I don't know. I think all of us are skeptical. Doesn't make sense to me. So, with that said, United States Marine Corps band makes it official Monday morning, daylight saving time. March Madness. I haven't watched a college basketball game all year. The other thing we need to talk about at some point this morning is that there was another Marines United-like event going on. Now, I don't know how many Marines are involved in it, and I see no estimate as to it, but it's a much smaller version. So there's an interesting question floating around out there when you read the articles about it, okay? Does the Marine Corps have the responsibility to monitor and police the Internet? Does the Department of Defense have that responsibility? Interesting question, okay? What do you expect in terms of changing our culture? I don't know. The culture is what it is, and we can all try to change it, but I don't think that happens quickly or easily. And then there's the old saying, I can fix a lot of things. I can't fix stupid. So we need to talk about that at some point this morning. So with that said,
country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We got to win. That's right. We got to win. All right. Currently cloudy in 39 in Quantico. Marine Corps put out a big statement relative to this new online photo sharing. And evidently, the fight is these sites never go away. They change their name from Marines United to MU to phonetically Mike Uniform. They don't allow women. Right, they use brevity codes and things like that. So, anyway, so the Marine Corps put out a media release on March 9th, which would have been what? Yesterday was the 11th, which would have been Friday. All right, talked about their efforts to address gender bias, harassment, social media misconduct, in spite of those things continuing. So we'll check the weather, and we'll talk about that later. Trying to get somebody connected with that stuff to come on and talk about it. What did they expect from the Marine Corps? To police the internet? Is that the expectation? And then the question becomes, okay, wait a minute. Got it, that this is a significant issue. Okay, is it more significant than domestic violence in the military? Oh. What kind of effort are we making at that? People are getting killed in that. Are there other significant issues that face us outside the realm of training and war fighting? Quality of life? And if there are, have we listed those? And if we don't have scarce resources, how are we resourcing each one of those? Because I got it, this is an issue. Is it more important than that issue, though? So, yeah, it's not as easy as saying, yeah, it's an issue and I want them to do something about it. All right. So, currently, cloudy in 39 in Quantico. Clouds in 46 at Camp Lejeune. Sunny and 42 in Granbury. Sunny in 29 up in Montana. 29 Palms has warmed up. Clouds in 53 degrees. Camp Pendleton, cloudy in 54. Okinawa still has storm warnings associated with it. Dark, cloudy, 65 degrees. They've warmed up. Marja, clear, dark, and 80 degrees. Fighting season's come to Afghanistan. In the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of beautiful Southern California, where the president's going to show up here this week. Yeah, that'll be interesting, huh? Going to go down and inspect prototypes for the wall. Yeah, then he's going to lay the wood to California. Cannot wait. I'll tell you what, I was reading comments in the Orange County paper, and they're all negative about immigration. California's been overtaken by a group of Democrats that are at least so out of touch with most of the population in Orange County. It's stupid. Currently 60 degrees, looking for a high of 69. 68 on Tuesday with rain. Clouds in 62 on Wednesday. Winter continues. All right, we're going to take a break. Grant Newsham standing by. Don't touch that dial, whatever you do. More of All-Marine Radio on a Monday. Coming up next right here on the All-Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com. And I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts at 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at battlemug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, battlemug.com.
All I can say about militarybyowner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global SOF Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. All right, time to do the Skype Kabuki dance. So here we go. Stand by for the the beautiful Skype music. That's not a good sign when the music goes that long, by the way.
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
That ain't happening, okay. All right, so Grant Newsham. We'll wait for Grant. So... time to check news headlines. And that's easy to do. Nusha may think we're going at our usual. I was trying to make it earlier. He was in Taiwan. So instead of him having to stay up so late, I thought if I do it a little bit earlier, it accommodates him, but I'm thinking that's what threw him off. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that at some point he unscrews himself and we're in business. So we'll check out a few stories. Top of the fold story. Marine Corps wants to investigate a new trove of nude photos. Okay, so now here's the Vice News reported that there was a website called Hoes Hoein, H-O-E-S-H-O-I-N. First reported by Vice News, according to the report, contains photographs of women from all services. It's been reported through NCIS, and the appropriate measures have been taken, said Marine Corps spokesman Captain Christopher Harrison. I believe the site has been taken down. All right. So, a spokesman for the Pentagon and the Department of Defense was also, quote, aware of reports concerning the Dropbox site. Dropbox, right, I think, is a Microsoft event. Right, it's an online storage place that you can share files. Said it would be investigated and prosecuted if necessary. The statement goes on. As part of the National Defense Authorization Act of fiscal year 2018, which became law on December 12, 2017, Congress enacted a new criminal offense for the military called, quote, wrongful broadcast or distribution of intimate visual images, Major Carla Gleason said in a statement. That new statutory authority will aid the department in holding appropriate accountable service members who engage in misconduct. On late Friday, Dropbox said the site had been taken down. This link has been taken down and banned, so it cannot be recirculated on Dropbox. As always, we investigate reports of content that violates our acceptable use policy. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Now, so let's quantify this. Marines United had 30,000 members total on their Facebook page. Of that, a small fraction accessed nude pictures. Okay? I'll read you the Marine Corps statement here. In other stories about this, there's a former sergeant in the Marine Corps. And so the question becomes, how does the military deal with this? Is it the military's responsibility to be proactive in all this? Or is it simply, like most things, if you've been harassed, assaulted, threatened, that when it happens, you go and report it to authorities and they take action? Because in some of the articles, what you see is the expectation that the DOD is responsible for the internet and the content that gets put up. And let me assure you, as Dropbox says, that site's been taken down, right? Do you think that site isn't, or that folder isn't up in some other service under some other name with that information disseminated to the members of whatever site it was? Do you think that those guys who persist in this behavior, do you think that's going to stop them from doing this? Answer, no. The question is, how many of them are active duty service members? Because if they're not active duty service members, there's really the only thing that can be done is for the individuals involved in this to file charges with their local police department, hoping that their state has revenge porn laws and prosecute whoever did this individually under those laws. Okay? So, the number of people associated with this site is less than 3,000. And I can't remember where I saw that. Okay? I can't remember where I saw it. So there's, I want to say there's a former sergeant. Her last name is Como, hyphenated last name of Como. She's the one that is, it was listed prominently, who said, hey, look, I'm a mom, and I'm a mom, and I took the time, and I found this. Why can't the Department of Defense, why isn't somebody else doing this? And then there's an advocate by the name of Scott Jensen, used to run, I think, sexual harassment for the Marine Corps, who's got out, and he's now, I think, the CEO or the executive director of a nonprofit organization devoted to this kind of stuff. So, let's see, her name is Aaron Kirk Como, former sergeant. All right, so she's featured in the story. So I contacted both of them to see if they'll come on All Marine Radio and just say, okay, look, the laws have been enacted. What now do you expect of the DOD? Okay, what now do you expect in the DOD, from the DOD? And so it's again, and you look at this stuff, and we're not just talking, we're talking about predatory behavior towards somebody else. So, that's what makes it a criminal offense. You don't have that right to do it. Okay, so larger question: has the DOD done enough? Is there more the DOD needs to do? All right, so that story, top of the fold, and trust me, it'll be there for a while. Next headline: how much longer will U.S. and partner forces own the night in combat? The answer is not much. Okay, technology. We all know the march of technology is what? GPS was once, when I was a captain in the Marine Corps on active duty, 1994. We had handheld GPSs that were kind of clunky, and they worked some of the time. Now you have. You have GPS on everything, on your phone. It's everywhere. Technology driven the price, right? As technology marches on, night vision will continue to get more refined, and more refined. Become cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and ultimately that battlefield at night will get level. So, yeah. So not much longer. So that's another story. Which is, this next headline is very much the style of the Secretary of Defense. Amid little scrutiny, U.S. military ramps up in Afghanistan. Now, the secret to this, and we talked about it relative to ISIS, okay? The secret to this is the fact that there's no casualties. There's no funerals being videotaped and shown to the American people. And we all know, we've talked about, you know, just a fact of life in for the United States military. You can't lesson from Vietnam. If there's ugly video coming back, and there's the United States can't do that for very long, a few years maybe. Well, we're way beyond that in Afghanistan. So what we saw in Syria and Iraq was a United States posture with an Iraqi force that had evolved a bit. And allowed Americans to use supporting arms or help employ supporting arms to advise and assist and not be in the front lines fighting. And so I believe you'll see that same model, right, continue with a little bit more mature force in Afghanistan. And so we'll I'm trying to get people that were there to come on and talk about it. You saw them a little bit on Chain of Command, but we tend to do things a little bit more in depth, so looking, trying to do that. Anyway, so yeah, and the Secretary of Defense, we don't announce numbers, okay, but there's a way to get the Taliban, and not the big T, not the adamant T who's over in Pakistan, but the smaller T, the commuter T, that goes there for money, and the Taliban in sympathetic members of the Taliban that live in Afghanistan, to strip them, to drive a wedge between them, and drive the little T to the bargaining table, because it's just not worth it anymore. It's kind of interesting. The next installment of Battlefield Studies is with retired Major General Jarvis Lynch. You'll hear it on Wednesday. And it's about an operation in Vietnam, in the northwest corner of I Corps, which was the very northern battle space in South Vietnam. Okay, so butted right up against the DMZ in North Vietnam. All right, so I asked him, you know, how would you typically get the best intelligence? He said, from deserters. So they land, they go into this LZ called Margo, and they begin to do the operation and conduct their mission. And as they have companies moving towards what they believe is an NVA, North Vietnamese Army, area, down a trail, walking comes a North Vietnamese soldier. The point lets him walk by, and then they say what? Something Choi Ha or something like that, Hoi Che, something like that. Anyway, and so he puts his hands up and he surrenders. And General Lynch tells a story about he was at Khe Sanh. He was at Khe Sanh and fought the Marines there. And when he found out they had come back, he said, "I'm out. I'm not doing it. I love life. I don't want to be dead." Yeah. Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. So that's the card you're playing here. Make it hurt. Make it hurt. Make it hurt. Make it hurt. Drive them to the bargaining table and the Afghan war that way. Right? And then you keep bases in the area so that you can either QRF, fire brigade, whatever you want to call it. You can QRF the Afghan forces. But you can do that, though, without sustaining casualties. And that's the key. That's the key of the key of the key of the key. Just last month, the bulk of an Army training brigade of about 800 soldiers arrived to improve advising of Afghan forces. Since January, attack planes and other aircraft have been added to U.S. forces in Afghanistan. But it's not clear that the war, which began in 2001, is going as well as the U.S. had hoped 7 months after Donald Trump announced a new, more aggressive strategy. You know, again, it will go that way. No doubt about it. So it may not be going that direction. It may not be going that direction, okay? But it will. It will. So that's that will stabilize that. The next question is, and this has been the basic question, and this is why the expansion of the ground war, when you think about it, is very difficult. Afghanistan has never been, right, a nation, right? Yeah, it is. It's got sovereign territory. But it's been a series of city states, essentially. Doesn't have a large standing national army, and that's the way they run it. And so, you know, can they develop the institutions to govern where everybody isn't on the take? Can they do that? Jury's still out on that. So there's two pieces. There's a stability piece, and then can they create something that the citizens of Afghanistan can buy into and believe that, yeah, this is in our best interest, because they have not been able to do that. And you've heard Tim Lynch, Jarvis's son, General Lynch's son, come on. Tim worked for USAID and did contracting in Afghanistan. And he said, in his opinion, the majority of people thought that the Taliban were more fair than the Afghans, especially in the area of land disputes, which is the key issue in an agrarian society. Yes, yes. So, interesting stuff. So, More on that. DOD memo. For the Veterans Day parade, no tanks in the military parade. Yeah, unless you want to do some serious urban renewal. No tanks. All right. Another headline. Three more women are attempting the grueling infantry officer course. Good luck to them. Congress is crawling up the Marine Corps' ass for the purchase of the M-27 because, again, in spite of, you know, open trade, free trade, not when it comes to the DOD, man. Why didn't you buy American? Oh, what about free trade? What about all that? Now we're going to wave the flag and we're going to get behind that. So what is it? Whichever way the wind's blowing, I guess. More Marines headed to Norway. Little message sending there to Vladimir Putin. Vladimir. Yep. We're not afraid. Jim Mattis was in the news over the weekend. I believe while he was flying someplace, talking about Syrian use of chemical weapons. And he says that would be very unwise. Very unwise. All right, top five stories in the early bird this morning. That's Marine Corps news, so around the rest of the DOD. My guess is number one. No. Number one is not the new dirty pitcher. Number one, two votes against, three abstentions. Xi secures power in perpetuity. There you have it. Asia Times. Yeah, two votes against, three abstentions. To those five people, come on, man. What are you, stupid? It's not like your passport works anymore. The Saudi crown prince comes to Washington. Yeah. Saudi defense minister and crown prince Mohammed bin Salman, buoyed by successful visits to Cairo and London, comes to Washington. Amid Riyadh sticking to its hardline policy. So, yeah, that's interesting news. I don't know what to make of him yet, but let me tell you, he's not afraid to create waves. We've been covering this story for a couple weeks now. Military Times Sailor of the Year's wife reveals she fears deportation. All right, get that to the right people and see how it goes. Number four, how much longer will U.S. and partner forces own the night in combat? We've already talked about that. And then IG report, New Deal in Pacific saves commissary millions as customers pay more. So you know what? The commissary system is going the way of the dinosaur. Okay? Except, and I'll tell you, it probably should, because there's so many people shop off base. The commissary used to be, you know, this place where you didn't pay taxes and it was such a great deal. But really, its chief benefit now is geographic. It's on base. And in remote bases, they're indispensable and you got to keep them. And bases that are, you know, like Camp Pendleton, in Oceanside, if you travel 10 minutes, you're at the biggest Target you've ever seen, right? You're at the biggest Walmart you've ever seen. So it's tough for them to compete. So I don't know, in bases that are near large communities, nestled in large communities, maybe you have smaller versions of the commissary that supply things that people can, you know, almost like a military version of 7-Eleven that's on base, that gets you through the night, emergency type of things. So, I don't know. Just a thought. And then, let me check real quick. Any other Marine Corps stories? All from Marine Corps Times. Again, we'll keep our ears open today. Supposedly a plea deal entered into last week or before that, and possibly to be announced today or tomorrow. And again, that in the battalion commander of the recruit training battalion, I believe it's the 3rd recruit training battalion at Parris Island, he was a commanding officer when a recruit by the last name of Siddiqui jumped from a 3rd story and was killed after being harassed. Gunnery sergeant in charge of that young man has been sentenced to, I want to say, 14 years in prison. And so we'll see what the commanding officer gets. But the trial was scheduled for one day, which analysts believe is because a plea deal has been entered into. Otherwise, it would take many more days to present the evidence. Before we take a break and try Grant Newsham again, we will go ahead and check Stars and Stripes. My new favorite, my new go-to. War Dog Handlers disappointed by adoption process. That's been a story that, you know, like dog stories? God almighty, man. You want to get in trouble? Yeah. Get in trouble with the dog. Hundreds of lewd photos of female service member discovered in Dropbox folder. 267 images. Okay. So again, I'm not saying that it's not an issue. What I will say is this. This is a much smaller incident than the first one. And maybe that's testament in and of itself to the fact that it's working. And then the next question is, how many of these people are on active duty? And how many of these are on active duty and are still under the jurisdiction of the DOD? So we'll wait as the story develops. All right, we're going to take a break. Grant Newsham, hopefully next, on a Monday edition of All Marine Radio. Don't touch that dial.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.